Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday night edition of Into the Night with Sean Kelly. And I think I'm going to be ghosting it tonight because, as you can tell, I'm leaving. I don't know. It could be the spirits of all the freaking leprechauns that, you know, that I conjured up in my past. Who knows what's up? Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody, okay? This is my holiday, besides all the other holidays. Hey, Michael, good to see you. And, so of course, naturally I had to work, but, and Saturday I was off, but you know what? I guess I'm getting a little too old for parades. I'm not sure, but I know they had over, I do believe, 20,000 people last night, yesterday, at the St. Patrick's Day parade in Pittsburgh. You know, it's really huge here. It's just like Chicago when they, you know, that river that goes through Chicago, they dye it green, and Boston's huge, New York is huge. You know, and a little history behind that, okay? When the Irish came over and settled in the United States, many of them went to Boston, New York, Pittsburgh, and Chicago. And so it's one of the reasons why St. Patrick's Day is definitely celebrated in those four cities. And there's a lot of Irish you know, people there, and we have fun. We really, really have a lot of fun on St. Patrick's Day. I know I did when I was younger. Cindy Simpson. Hey, hello, Cindy. Joe Fox. Hey, Sean. I'm 49% Irish, according to that DNA thing I just took at Christmas. Ah, cool. Glad to hear that, buddy. I think I'm 90% Irish. Yeah, I am, Mike. Something's up with the camera, so I don't know what's happening, but I don't know. So if it bothers you guys, I hope it don't, but I don't know. My computer's been acting really weird lately, and the cameras itself. But yeah, I'm about 90% Irish here, Joe. I had a great uncle that was from Poland, so I got a little Polish in me. But you know what? That's okay. You know, it's all 100% Irish because I was raised that way. Yeah, it's definitely a glitch. They must not like me tonight. I don't know why, but we'll see what happens. But you know, I have a great guest on tonight, and of course he's been on two or three times, and Cindy Simpson, you requested this guy to be on tonight, and he said, yeah, sure, I will be on. So Cindy, you're here, buddy. Hey, Carrie Lynn, how you doing? Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Carrie Lynn. Happy, that's my buddy, Carrie Lynn. Yes. So without further ado, I am going to bring my brother and his little friend. Hey, brother, what's up?
Hey, I got my Patty mug with me. See, it says Patty. Hold on, let me get that way. So, yep, P-A-D-D-Y there. That's what I have my instant carnation breakfast with. So, and I'd like to introduce you to my friend. This is Fernando Emmanuel Rodriguez O'Malley. Yay! That's my buddy. We've been friends for 15 years ago.
What, 15 years that you've had Fernando, huh?
Yes.
Did he tell you? Did you give him that name or what? What's up with the deal?
No, he told me the name, dude. Come on.
Well,
he gave me the name.
To me, it looks like a freaking doll, dude. How can he give you a name?
Do you think that? What do you think? I know. He's my brother. He's old. He's in his 60s. Yeah. Well, we just got to let him play. It's his show.
So. That's the way to do it. That's how it goes. And oh, yeah, thank you for reminding me that you had your instant carnation drink in their cup of yours.
I even got me a bling. I feel like Flavor Flav, but the Irish version. I got my tie with my booze drinking on it. So
I see,
a little bit too old. I got my shamrock hat on.
You're just all looking great tonight.
Yeah, just looking great dapper.
So before we go on, Patrick, I do have to tell everybody that my show is on UPRN Talk Radio, 105.3 Mississippi, 107.7 New Orleans, or the other way around. I want to thank Carnations for sponsoring this hour of the show for me tonight. And remember, April 6th at the Dudas Farm, D-U-D-A-S Farm in Brownsville, PA, there is going to be an open paranormal investigation for everybody who wants to come, for any groups that want to come. It's going to start at 8:00 p.m. on April 6th. So hopefully a lot of people who listen to the show will, you know, go down and investigate. What do you think about Fernando coming on the investigation?
Fernando? Nope, because he gets scared.
He gets scared. Why does he get scared?
You know, because people make fun of him. Like, you called him a doll. He's not a doll. You know, he's somebody. All right, it's my friend. I don't make fun of your imaginary friends. I mean, friends.
Carrie Lynn says, "Hi, Patrick and Fernando. I am looking forward to hearing about the Dudas investigation."
I have a question for your crew out there, Sean.
Okay, go ahead.
When was the first St. Patrick's Day held that it was recorded? Who could give me the answer?
Yeah, Patrick has a question for everybody. He wants to know, when was the first, was it parade?
Recorded parade on the Feast of St. Patrick's Day.
Does anybody have an idea? I know my brother has the idea, but what is it?
St. Augustine, Florida.
St. Augustine, Florida, really? That's unusual.
Mm-hmm. Wow. On March 17th, 1601.
What, 1601?
Yes, sir. Down in St. Augustine, Florida.
I did not know that.
That's what I'm saying. He told me to tell you. Fernando's like, tell him. I was like, all right. You know, I got to.
Hey, Kayson. Kayson, that's my buddy. Happy. The hell was that? You didn't shut your phone off, did you?
No.
Okay,
it's on.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
But,
so, when we were growing up, what does St. Patrick's Day mean to you?
Is that rhetorical?
What does St. Patrick's Day mean to you?
St. Patrick's Day means to me is that it's cool. We got a nice heritage, even though he's from Italy, but you know, we adopted him. And growing up, we had a big Irish family. One time, I think there was 101 first cousins.
Yeah.
And we just had fun and a blast drinking green beer, No, we were young and we weren't allowed to. We were allowed to stay down to like 9 o'clock, and then all the adults would come down and, you know, dance on the tables and sing old Danny Boy, you know, and get into fights, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
You know, family squabbles and stuff. But at the end of the night.
Good.
But at the end of the night, we were still family.
Yeah, that's true. I remember when Daddy died, we had a wake for my father. And this was back in 1986. And we actually had an Irish band there playing on top of the stage. It was held at the East Liberty Post number 5 American Legion. And we had an Irish band there. And I remember my 92-year-old great aunt, Aunt Betty, got on stage and was doing the Irish jig. Michael Anthony says, oh, Cindy Simpson thinks you're adorable. Michael Anthony says, I think it means something different to every person. That's true, Michael, definitely. But to me, it, like my brother was saying, it's all about family, you know, in my family. I mean, it's crazy. My son, when he was small, him and my mom, they would go down to the south side of Pittsburgh, south side, and they would do what you call Kaylee dancing. You know, it's sevens and threes. It was Irish dancing. You know, it's not what you see, you know, the river dancing and stuff like that. It's actually what they used to do in the towns called Kaylee dancing. And I tell you what, it got very, very, it was very big, very popular here. And I'm sure it's very popular over all over the world for it. You know, I have cousins that actually did the high step, you know, the river dancing thing. And I think he did get a scholarship to Notre Dame because mm-hmm. of that dancing. Yeah, he got a scholarship to Notre Dame.
And he went to Notre Dame, and then he went on to playing football for Notre Dame as a walk-on, and they gave him a football scholarship.
Okay.
So that's what he was. He was the cornerback, right cornerback.
And I had three cousins, married three brothers from Ireland. And that downright 100% Irish guys, you know, very nice. But when they, you know, when they had a little bit too much, you know, alcohol or whatever, you really couldn't understand them because they started to speak Gaelic and stuff like that. And so, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I know this, I hope you guys don't think this is going to be a boring show tonight, but, I'm going to, you know, this is a laid back St. Patrick's Day show. You know what I mean? And so I just enjoy this day. I remember growing up, my mom used to take me and my brother and my cousins down to the St. Patrick's Day parade down in Pittsburgh. And it was a lot of fun. You could do a lot of things down there. You know, this was like in the late 60s, early 70s. Michael Anthony says, if you were lucky enough to die on St. Patrick's Day, the family would pull you from the coffin, lean you against the wall, and celebrate with you. You know what, sir?
Well, that's like a longer wake stuff.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, my mother was telling me the other day that, you know, my grandma, her mom, they actually would bury people. The old Irish used to bury people in the house itself, and they would lean up the coffin, you know. And so we have all kind, it's so many traditions out there about it. I don't know. I'm proud of my heritage. And what do you, I mean, come on, it's just a good time, you know. Now, what's more, you know, exciting, not exciting, but more, is that people who are not Irish dress up in green, you know, and they really deck out like what my brother's wearing, his bling, and Kiss Me I'm Irish pins, and Kiss Me I'm Irish this, or, you know. And the only reason why I'm wearing this is because, you know, because it's the show. But if you happen to actually go and celebrate St. Patrick's Day at an Irish bar, it's called the Harp and Fiddle here down in the Strip District. You see a lot of people wearing green and white and orange and all decked out, and, you know, their shamrocks and stuff like that. But if you see a lot of people there that are not decked out in green or their shamrocks, Michael's right. It's a day for everybody to be Irish. I thought he was at Mardi Gras with his little buddy.
But it's Fernando.
It's Fernando. But you'll be surprised that the people who aren't really dressed up in green might have a little shamrock pin or something like that. They're usually Irish. They're Irish. And the reason why that happens is because we know we're Irish. So we don't have to go out and get all decked up about it, you know. And then this is from my point of view, you know, Pat. What do you think, Pat?
I agree. You know, I dress like this normally. So, you know, it's like, you know, every day of the year I dress like this. So one day doesn't mean that. The one day I don't dress up like this is St. Patty's Day. I'm just doing it just for my brother. But every Monday through Friday, Saturday, I dress like this because that's the way I am. That's the way I roll. That's the way the Patty Man rolls, because when the Patty Man puts on the green, the Patty Man looks good. Same thing with Fernando.
He's dropping Fernando.
He's drunk.
He's drunk. He's drunk.
What'd he had some Jameson.
Yeah, and I don't dress green. I don't dress green. I, you know, to me, I know I'm Irish, and I'm proud to be Irish, and there's no way for me to, you know, to prove that. Sometimes I want to be incognito, you know what I mean? I remember one time we were at a big Kaylee dance down there, and all these people, or this couple, just like, oh my God, it was so like green and white and Irish shamrocks and stuff like that. And it's like, so I decided to go up and introduce myself, and I asked what their name was, and it was a Polish name. I'm not knocking the Polish, you know? I'm not knocking anybody or their heritage. You should be proud of your heritage. But
I got a joke. What do you call an Irishman's vacation?
What do you call an Irishman's vacation? I don't know.
Another bar.
Another bar. Okay, that's cool. That was kind of,
I think,
funny.
Of these things on occasion. I'm like that. That's the way I roll, because when the Patty Man thinks of something, the Patty Man comes out and says it.
So we're speaking in the third person tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Honest to God, everybody, you should actually spend a day with my brother in an evening. And you, I swear to God, you'd have to bring an extra pair of underwear, because you'd be peeing your pants, and that's a guarantee on that one. But did you know, Patrick, that the Irish got screwed when they came over to America?
Do tell.
Well, over in Ireland, they had what you called a potato famine. Okay. And there was no food. nothing like that over there. And so the only way that they could come over to start, you know, eating, they came to America. Now, the Irish, when they came off the ships, the ones that hung around, the women and the children, they were treated pretty bad. A lot of the Americans were really not happy that they decided to come over. So they treated them like, I hate to say the word, but, you know, like they treated them like slaves, really. They had no place to sleep. If they did, they had to pay a lot of money. It was really, really terrible. Now, the young guys, once they got off the ship, you know, into New York, they were sent directly down to the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And when they flew, and when they were in New York, there was the 69th New York, the Fighting Irish, and they got their butts kicked at Gettysburg, you know. But, and I know you're a big fan of the Irish Brigade, okay? And
talking about the Battle of Antietam.
Antietam.
Antietam, you fire over. They were firing, the Irish from the south were firing over the heads of the Northern Irish coming up, and the Southern commandos,
Yeah, you're
and
right.
The Southern commanders would put guns to the Irish people head and tell them to shoot straight ahead.
A lot of that, in fact, the Battle of Antietam, whenever, because I do believe that they were sharpshooters from Georgia, okay? Not Irish came over and joined the Union Army. There were a lot of Irish that went down and were living in Georgia, and they started, you know, they were with the Confederate Army. And it's really, really sad to know. And if you watch the movie, the Confederate Irishmen were crying because they were actually shooting their brothers from the north, you know what I mean? So, and it was just so damn depressing. But, and clearly, you know, the north won, but July 2nd, 1863 at Gettysburg, PA, there's a battle on the wheat field in the peach orchard, and some dumbass general made a mistake and moved his groups forward. And it just practically wiped out the Irish Brigade. It really did. And it just wasn't the 69th. I mean, in that division, it was the 69th New York, 68th New York, and the 72nd Pennsylvania. Okay. And they got their butts whipped. But here's a little bit of trivia for you guys. And I know we're boring you guys, but sorry about that. This is it, because everyone keeps leaving the room. And that's okay. That's on them. But there was a priest up at the Battle of Gettysburg, and he gave the last rites to the Fighting Irish, the 69th. Kaysen says, I've been reading a book called Myths and Legends of Ancient Ireland, and the stories blow my mind. They're crazy, isn't it? There's a lot of legends over there. But what happened was he gave this priest, gave the last rites before they went into battle. And you know what, Pat? He, after the war, he became the chancellor of Notre Dame, right? So when he went to Notre Dame, the university there, did not have a mascot, did not have, like, you know, Pitt Panthers, Penn State Nittany Lions, okay? So when he got there, that's where the Fighting Irish got their name.
There you go.
From I think his name was Father Conroy or something like that, I don't know. But it was really heartfelt. That's how Notre Dame got, because he came to Chancellor, he went over to Notre Dame, and that's how Notre Dame got to Fighting Irish, July 2nd, 1863, you know. But
so and also, I just give a shout out to the Choctaw Indians. Hopefully, I said that right.
Choctaw
Indians, because during the famine, they were the only people to, even though they were starving, sent money over to Ireland to help with the Irish people.
If you didn't hear what my brother said, my brother gave a shout out to the Choctaw Indians from here, because even though they were poor, they actually sent money, and I do believe supplies.
$170.
How much?
$170 they collected.
They collected $170 and sent it over to Ireland. You know what I mean? But it's crazy how all this comes together. I mean, back then, even up until I was young and growing up, man, people helped each other out. They really, really freaking did. And we had to do it. We had to do it, but now it's not like that anymore. Okay, it's not like that. And I don't know. It should continue, but I'm not going to get on the tangent. It is Sunday night, and I do have my brother on here. And Cindy, my computer's gone crazy, so it's definitely my brother whenever
he's on the show. It is me. It is always me.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, Sean. Won't you tell Cindy, because I remember her saying something earlier, how do they get in touch with somebody to do the investigation down at Deaf Farms?
Me.
Did you tell them to contact you?
Yeah, they do. They know the contact. But okay. If you want to get in contact me, I'll say it again. If you want to contact me about going to that investigation down at the Dudas Farm, feel free to. It's okay. And you know, and if you don't want to contact me and you want to come down anyway, please come down. It's the Dudas Farm in Brownsville, PA, 8 o'clock, April 6th. And I'm going to break the commercial. I'll see you back in 70 seconds. And show. Hold on. Where am I? Here I am. Hey, welcome back to the second part of the show. My brother Patrick. But before we continue on with the show, I just have to say that April 6th, down at Brownsville, at 8 p.m., if you want to go on a paranormal investigation, you can get in contact with me through Messenger on the Pittsburgh Paranormal Society Facebook page. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And also, if you don't want to get in contact with me, just have to do this farm and you can investigate other paranormal groups. If you've never been on one, please come down. And you can actually see what actually goes on in an investigation. And the farm is like 7 acres or something, and there's a lot of room for everybody. Where is the pot of down in my cellar? That's where it's at. I'm not breaking it out. I got a safe down in the cellar, and I got gold. No, that's where my gold is. But I also want to thank UPR Talk Radio, 107.7 New Orleans, 103.5 New Orleans. And I want to thank them for doing my show. And of course, I thank them for the show tonight. You do know that Patrick was Italian. Yes, he was. Yeah. That wasn't his name. Suka, I think Suka was his last name. But Patrick, when they talk about St. Patrick's Day, St. you know, St. Patrick, and they drove the snakes out of Ireland, who were they talking about?
I think they were talking about the Druids.
Okay, you're right.
I'm what? I'm right?
Yeah, you're right.
Right. No.
What? They did, so they drove out the Druids. And because if you look at it, where England and Ireland sit, the United Kingdom, it's too cold for snakes to be on that island. So he went out there to drive out the Druids. Now, I don't know if it worked. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I really haven't done that much research into it. Easy on it. Am I boring you? Yeah. I'm talking to you, Pat.
Oh, hey. Happy St. Patty's Day. Yay. Happy St. Me Day. Yay.
Oh, you're not. And for people who just joined into the show, Patrick, who's your friend?
Oh, this is Fernando Emmanuel Rodriguez O'Malley.
That's his friend. That's his friend.
Mine.
That's his friend. I'm not allowed to use him. I'm not allowed to use him. I'm not allowed to take the gold prospecting at all either. But, you know, I just can't do that. But yeah, Jenny, back to your question. Yes, my pot of gold, the gold is down here in my cellar. So.
Yeah, he actually pans for gold. So.
Yeah. And what's crazy about that, you know, panning for the gold, I do look for the leprechaun, and I do look for the fairies, because you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I do believe in them. I don't know what you think about them, the people who listen to this show. Kason says, do Irish people have legends about Robin Hood? Matt?
I didn't. I heard Robin Hood,
the Irish.
Okay.
People have legends about Robin.
I don't.
Wasn't Robin Hood considered a druid?
Robin Hood was from England. He was a landowner. He was a knight.
Okay. But he was English. He wasn't Irish, though, right?
And I don't believe he was. But he fought in the Crusades.
Okay. But I don't know if there's any other ones about Robin Hood, but I do believe, like my brother said, did he fight in the Crusades?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because I just you know, non-fiction, you know what I mean? But what's your take on leprechaun theories and stuff like that?
All you have to do is to talk to the fairies. You should get some kind of sweet cake. Put that sweet cake and then a heavy cream. Put it in your backyard. They will love you to death. They will love you. They will protect your territory.
Mm-hmm.
So, or shiny things. They like shiny things.
Okay.
I do believe, you know, you have one. You even have a house one. They'll like to hide keys. They'll like to hide spoons from your kitchen drawer.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe in them. They are all around. You know, you can see them on the corner of your eye, catch them out of the glimpse. But all in all, I do believe in them. You treat them with respect, and they treat you with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And don't try to catch one. They don't like that.
Okay. Kason says, that's one story of multiple. stories about him, I believe. Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
What was that?
Kaysen says that's one story of multiple versions of all stories about him.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so I don't know what more we can talk about St. Patrick's Day about. You know, everybody wears green. Any ghosts? Oh, banshees, huh? From Ireland, huh?
Ah. You hear a banshee? Doesn't somebody die?
I don't know. Probably, I don't know. And I'm blown, they show up off the face of the earth. I don't know. I guess I wasn't prepared for tonight at all because I thought it would, but that's okay. So I can talk about whatever I want. No. It's not you, brother.
I know it isn't me. I'm the only here just to bring up your ratings.
You're right. I don't know about tonight, man. I don't know if the ratings are coming up.
But as long as we have one person, you're awesome. You know
what? What's that?
As long as there's one person there listening and watching, you're a superstar. The more the merrier.
Ah, that's cool. I do appreciate that compliment, sir. I really do.
Good. Can I have my car keys back then?
No. No. Let's
still go. Can I drive the truck?
No, you can't drive my truck either, dude. It ain't happening. You can go gold prospecting with me, but the only thing you're going to do is carry all the equipment down there.
No.
But have you, you know how Mom goes to Ireland a lot. Have you ever made it over to Ireland?
No, we were never, we never made it that close. I were in Scotland.
Yeah, I was stationed in Scotland, and I actually got the opportunity to go to Ireland, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. We actually went over there for a while. Okay. The guy got married to a girl from Ireland. He was from Northern Ireland, okay, and when we got off the trains, whoever had any religious artifacts on had to take them off.
Oh.
Yeah, terrible. And also, because at that time, the IRA was still involved, so we had to be very, very careful in what we did. We looked American, people knew that. Denise Mom says some project from the radio show. I don't think people know that he was Roman, born in Britain under the Roman rule. Ah, thanks, Denise. Do you have any memories you can share about St. Patrick's Day, Denise? You know, feel free to type it in, and I'll be more than happy to tell everybody. But so when we went over to Ireland, people are really, really friendly, very friendly. Just had a good time, you know. But I don't know what is really weird tonight because that noise is becoming a big thing.
I can't hear you, and I'm like downstairs.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
But does it sound like I'm breaking up?
Not now.
Not now? Okay. But I don't know. Do you have anything else to contribute, Patrick?
No, other than Fernando and I are. Got to chill for the rest of the night. Off work tomorrow, so I might have a Irish cream on top of some ice cream.
Yeah, what is your favorite?
Oh, Jameson. No. You know, that's my go-to, top shelf. But there's a Bailey's Irish cream. Put that on top of your anything, really, even pizza. But go there. Irish cream over like ice cream. That's what I like to have it. Mm-hmm. You don't do shots of Jameson. Jameson is not a shot whiskey. It's a sipping whiskey. Same thing with Irish Bailey, Irish cream. It's not a shot. That is a sipping drink too. You don't do shots. If you want to do shots, you get that Canadian stuff.
Yes. Okay, so Cindy Simpson says that always happens on Sunday, Sean, the noise that you hear. Kaysen says that St. Patrick is the guy who brought Christianity to Ireland. Right, yes, yes, you're right, Kaysen. Denise says, nothing much as a kid, but I danced to the break several times. It sounds like your microphone is buzzing. Not Patrick, just you.
Because I'm awesome.
Because he's awesome. But honest to God, Denise, this is so true, right? Every time, and you can ask Cindy about this, every time I'm on with my brother, okay, this happened, you know, and you do not understand. But so Patrick, come on, let me ask you one more question, and I want you know to tell everybody. What Irish club did you belong to?
Oh, the Ancient Order of Hibernians, 32, I do believe, at the Lawrenceville.
Okay, and what was the purpose of the Ancient Order of Hibernians?
Well, the Ancient Order of Hibernians were basically the bodyguards of the priest back in Ireland. Okay. What they did is when the priest held mass, the AOH, the Hibernians would surround the whole area. So when the British tried to come in, they would stop the British, or, you know, there'll be scuttles so they don't go after the priest. So basically, okay, we're the bodyguards of the priest.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's cool to hear. Cindy Simpson says she's been listening to the Dropkick Murphys today.
Of course.
Of course you got to listen to the Dropkick Murphys. But I'm glad you brought it up, Cindy. All the songs that were that I listened to as a kid, Tommy Mason and the Clintons. And even to this day, 40, 50 years later, still listen to them. Ha ha! He says, "Hi, Patrick must be static." Yeah,
static. Patrick, what?
You're static.
Superpower. Other than being incredibly awesome, this is my sidekick, right here. It's my hero. He tells me stories at night, and I listen.
Okay, they're gonna my gosh. But Patrick, how can you know, do you have any last comments?
Just happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there, and everybody have a safe and great night and holiday, and just remember I'm awesome. And I'm single also, you know, a Leo dragon. I like long walks on the beach, you know, even though we're in Pittsburgh, go figure. And my friend Rodriguez Emmanuel O'Malley says good night too. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, good night, brother. I'll see you.
All right.
Yeah, Tara says, we love you too, Tara. Honest to God. Denise says, Tommy Macon songs will make you want to rebel. And that's true, Denise, honest to God. What was the one? The Irish Rover. You know, but the Four Green Fields is a sad song. That was written by Tommy Macon, and that was written about, you know, Ireland, about Four Green Fields. Kaysen says, why don't Patty have an Irish accent? Why don't Patty? Well, because I can't answer that for you. We try to pretend with an Irish accent every now and then, but it just doesn't seem to work. But I, you know, Denise came up with a good good thing there about Tommy Macon songs. if you really, really, really listen to Irish folk songs, they are so damn depressing. They are. They are so damn depressing. Danny Boy, you know, a very good song, but it's so depressing. Then there's Gentle Annie, you know, and then The Woman with the Black Velvet Band. I mean, these are the songs I grew up on. There's a bar over there, and like I said, in the Strip District here in Pittsburgh. It's called the Harp and Fiddle. Denise should know about that. Anybody here in Pittsburgh should know about that. But you know what? My family, they go there on St. Patrick's Day. And they're like first ones in line to get in there. And we just go and we have a good time. Yeah, they get drunk. I don't. Neither does my other cousin. But you know what? They have a guy come in and he plays Irish songs. And everyone gets up and starts singing. My cousins sing, you know, and it's a lot of fun, you know. You know, sometimes they go to the parade, sometimes they don't. Yeah, Finnegan's Wake, the ballad I like. Or is that Scottish? No, Finnegan's Wake is Irish. I do, yeah, definitely. And then we're there at the Harp and Fiddle, and we're having fun. We're drinking. Then all of a sudden, you just have the same people that would come every year, all the time. And then that's how you became friends. You know what I mean? I met a lot of friends that way. Well, actually, I could actually say acquaintances and stuff like that. But that was St. Patrick's Day. Watching my mother dress up in green, you know, and she just loved him, loved St. Patrick's Day. She would play Irish music all day long. And I was okay with it, you know, listening. And just anything Irish that would make my mom smile was the best. And that's St. Patrick's Day for me. You know, going to the bars and getting drunk and acting like an asshole. No, that's not about it. You know, so what? The Irish didn't have it good when they first came to America. But they just, I can't see a lot of people get in trouble St. Patrick's Day night. And I'm just sharing this with everybody here. Okay, I'm sharing this with everybody. You know, not Irish, not all Irish drink, but it's a day for everybody to be Irish. Okay, and that's okay too. But just to know that my ancestries, and I still have cousins over in Ireland, they're in a little town called Mayo, County Mayo. And they're alive, and we talk to them, and we send Christmas cards, and we send letters, and sometimes make a phone call, you know? It just feels good to know where my family came from. Sure, I was born in America. I was born a United States citizen, yes. But I'm Irish by heart. I'm Irish by heart, you know? And that's something that you can't take away from me, you know? A lot of people say, well, you were born in America, so you're a U.S. American. Cindy says she's Irish and she don't drink. That's cool, you know. And I'm not knocking people who drink or not. You know, that's all up to them, you know. But, you know, Ireland, you know, well, how's that saying go? America by birth, Ireland, something else. But, yeah, that's it, you know. If you want to ask me, do I like the University of Notre Dame? No, I don't. Denise says, did you ever go to Ireland? I went once with my brother. Yes, Denise, I did go to Ireland. I was stationed over in Holy Loch, Scotland, when I was in the Navy. I was stationed there. And a friend of mine actually got married over in Ireland. And I don't know if you heard the story, but when we got off, the train, we had to, whoever had religious art, religion like crosses or anything like that, they had to take them off because we were going up into Northern Ireland for him to get married. I spent a couple, you know, 2 or 3 days over in Ireland after the wedding. It was beautiful. I loved it. Kaysen says, Irish by heart, American by head. Okay. But Ireland to me is beautiful. Scotland is beautiful. Oh my God. If you get the opportunity, please go. You know, what I really enjoyed about Ireland was at noon, okay, they have tea. You know, and anywhere you went in any other house that you would knock on and walk into, they would say, let me put the kettle on. No shit. I heard that so many times. Let me put the kettle on. And we'd have tea. And then we'd have crumpets. And then we'd have biscuits. You know, those are like little pastries at tea time. Denise says, the young ones will just use any excuse to drink. Mature folks don't need it. That's true. Denise says, nice being stationed in Scotland. It was really nice over in Scotland. Like I said, the people were downright beautiful. That lovely people. They treated you nice. But I will tell you this. You know how they used to eat pizza? Like I tell everybody this. They're in the town of Dunoon, Holyloch. There's a town called Dunoon. Okay, and we used to walk into town. And there was this little greasy fish joint, you know, right on the corner. And if you ordered pizza, they would be frozen. And I lie you not, honest to Pete, I lie you not, how they cooked that pizza was not in an oven. They actually put it in a deep fat fryer. And that's the truth. That is the truth. But for how gross this restaurant was over there, it was the best tasting fish and chips ever. It really was. They were great. And that's where I learned to use salt and vinegar on everything, too. So my year and a half over in the United Kingdom was great. Not only did I go to Ireland, I also went to Wales, and I also went down to England, too. So I had that opportunity to do the whole United Kingdom. And everywhere you went, you know, there were some old people there that didn't like Americans, but a lot of people treated us with respect, and it was great. Now, I know this show was boring at the beginning, but it somehow picked up a little bit. But it must have something, you know, with that noise, it has something to do with my brother. But it's getting pretty close to closing time now. My friend Sean Patrick Hazlitt, Seeing Through the Glass Darkly, will be on right after me at 9:10 p.m. And this Tuesday coming up, I'm going to have Miss Thames. She's a lady that talks to aliens, knowing that we were never alone. It will be an interesting show. Yes. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all. Again, I want to thank Carnation for sponsoring me. Good night, Denise. Good seeing you. I hope you had a good St. Patty's Day. And children, if you can, have you attempted to read Finnegan's Wake, the book? It's like a dream. No, I haven't, Kaysen. I have not. But children, if you can, please give your mother and father a hug and tell them that you love them. Okay. And parents, please go to your children and give them a hug and tell them that you love them. And if you don't have no children, and if you have no parents or family, find somebody and give them a hug and tell them that you love them. Because those three words, I love you, go a long way. And on that note, I will see you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Until Tuesday night at 8:10, have a good night. And have fun.